Is AdBlock, cool. Isn't AdBlock Plus like one of those ones where it's like, we'd like you to pay for this, and most
people don't. Oh, yeah, they all are. Yeah, they're like, we work part of the honor system when you install it.
And you're
it.
Like, I fucking have kids, fuck the honor system.
Right.
I mean, like, we're on the honor system as we're literally using this to circumvent your terms and conditions for viewing ads on other people's platforms.
Yeah, honor.
So, like, your customer base is not exactly known for their honor at this point, buddy.
Right.
Welcome to Sit Suck, everybody.
Sit
Suck. This is Kendrick.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Joe.
And I'm Kim.
Excellent. Right off the bat, I want to say something that just came up on my phone right before we started recording. And it was about Disneyland to debut massive $100 sandwich at New Avengers Campus, inspired by the Pym Particles, etc., etc. There's a new Hank Pym-themed restaurant at Disneyland because that's a thing that needed to happen for some reason. And there's a sandwich that's $100. So, I've never been to Disneyland, but I understand that the food there is very expensive.
It's a little pricey.
Everything is expensive.
Yeah.
But the thing that threw me, I was like, $100 sandwich? What's the deal? And it turns out it's an 8-portion sandwich.
8-portion? So yeah. It's like, shared. It's like so it's a 3-foot... Like
it's for a family. You're buying
it's
that
like
for
a foot,
family.
Yeah. Okay. It's like a giant sandwich because it's a Pym particle thing. It's like
right.
A blown up giant sandwich.
So it's supposed to be.
You can
know,
get
a
individual
gigantic.
Servings for like $15.
Jesus.
And it's like, well, of course that's still expensive, but like that's not in the realm of batshit, right?
Well, not for
it's
Disney.
Like it's like an event. You like go there and eat the Pym sandwich and get your T-shirt, and then you can say you did it, right?
But, like, that's what I mean. It's like saying that, like a wedding cake is an expensive dessert, and it's like, yeah, because it's huge and elaborate. Like the fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'll admit a single sandwich for $15 is a bit much, but it's not like insane. It's like, oh, okay, that's more than I want to spend, but it's not like it doesn't strike me as like batshit loco crazy, right? Like
sure.
I mean, I've eaten
$10. You're in a theme park.
So,
yeah, I've eaten
out $10. Of the theme park.
I've eaten. Yeah, you're in a theme park. You're probably spending twice what you normally would, maybe, or more, because you're in a theme park. They got you with the short and curlies. I just don't like people taking advantage of that shock and awe. Like, oh, it's so expensive in a theme park. It's a $100 sandwich. And it's like, what? Because there's also, like, they have these drinks that they're known for, too, that are like $50 drinks.
Hmm.
Or $70 drinks, but they come in a souvenir like cup that's like ceramic.
Right.
That's like the size of your head. And it's like, so really what you're buying is a goofy ass, like super overwrought, really gaudy tiki cup.
Well, sometimes literally it is goofy too, since it's
yeah,
Disneyland.
It's so. Fucking goofy. That's all. I just wanted to kick that off because it came up on my phone. That's all. I'm done.
That's fantastic.
Next
song.
To try that someday. I probably will if I ever go to Disneyland.
I've never been to Disneyland or World. So
I went as a
you'll
child,
never go
and it
or
was
never
wonderful.
Been.
I've never been, and I don't anticipate going before that sandwich is no longer a thing.
Hmm.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of pomp and circumstance, but I will say that the Star Wars out, like Smuggler's Edge or whatever.
I want to go to the Star Wars thing too.
I do.
Honestly,
too.
If I do go to a Disney thing, I'd probably spend as much time as I can in the Star Wars bit.
Yeah.
There's like four, having relatives that have worked at Disney, there's like four really cool places to check out. Epcot is epic. You as an adult, Epcot is the coolest. You just walk around and drink and eat regional foods. Like,
yeah.
It's amazing. So if you go there, definitely go to Epcot one night, especially when they're doing fireworks. So you can just walk around and drink and eat, especially if they're doing like a festival or something. But it's really cool. The second is the Star Wars thing. And I'll lump that in with like I think they're doing an Avengers Campus at World too. So like those two things are going to be like one of their own thing. I would say hit up one of the water parks because they're just fun to chill out at all day when you're like, you know, kind of done with all the other stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And then Disney Springs. Because Disney Springs has some of the dopest food. They have a gigantic, sweet-ass Lego store you can check out. But it's not actually, like, Disney. It's, like, kind of like a side shoot where people go to shop and stuff.
See, I need to figure out how to take a week or two and go do these things. I just get sticker shock on the prices for stuff, and like, I always tell myself I would rather spend that time elsewhere, but I think I don't know that till I do it, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, do you like riding rides and things?
No.
See, I didn't. None of the places that I just said are ride based.
That's true. See,
all of the places I just said are like you walk around and do stuff.
Yeah, Kyle's selling it much better. I've been on a grand total of maybe 4 or 5 roller coasters in my life, and I didn't particularly enjoy any of them. I'm not saying I sat there like with my arms crossed and just riding the whole thing.
Furrowed brow just the whole time.
This isn't pleasant. Swaying from side to side. No.
Watch out. He's curmudgeoning really hard. Yeah.
But I do, it was exciting in the wrong way to me. Like, it wasn't fun. It was just terrifying.
Ah, gotcha.
And I can do that by just walking down the street in the right neighborhood. Yeah. So save a lot of money.
We went Universal 5 or 6 years ago, I guess by now. But they had a couple of really cool rides. It was big when Harry Potter was around. I know they still have the Harry Potter land. But yeah, they had a couple of really cool Harry Potter themed rides that were not real. They weren't super fast moving, but it was like a 3D slash.
Is that the one where you're riding like the bookcase or whatever?
You're stuck in this little wall thing, and it slowly moves through and like moves up and down. But it doesn't like go wacky like crazy, and then you have like these giant
the people mover ones.
Yeah, and then they have these giant 3D screens that like it makes you feel like you're flying through, the castle on a broom, and then the next little scene that it moves you to, you're actually physically dodging the Whomping Willow type of thing.
That's cool.
So, it's more.
I didn't fit on that ride, I wasn't able to ride it.
I love the shit out of like rides like that. So that. When I got to go to Disney World for the first time a couple of years ago, that was just that was a wonderful treat. However, we went to and I forget where it's located. We went to the other park that has the Avatar ride.
Oh, dude, that's probably the fifth one. It's Animal Kingdom. Animal Kingdom is cool as hell.
Animal Kingdom was cool. The Avatar ride was possibly the worst experience I've ever had.
I could definitely see myself sitting with my arms crossed being like, this is boring.
It took, and this was definitely solely because of sunk cost fallacy immediately, but the line was 4 fucking hours. And was the most insane thing I've ever fucking done. Because when we got there, well, here's the thing. It didn't start at 4 hours. We did not get into line with the expectation of it being a 4 hour wait. It was supposed to be 45 minutes. And then we started like lining up, and then we noticed that within 45 minutes, we've moved a couple of feet. And then it turned into like, there's a dude coming up with a sign who like walks by and it says like how long the wait time actually is. And it was like an hour and a half. We're like, okay. And then the line started moving. We get into the actual building itself, which they have this very cool, elaborate setup as you're going through. Because they actually have like the floating islands that they set up very cool and made it look like they're actually legit floating outside. And then like you're going through like the military base in the interior. And then like we just stopped right in the middle of the building and we waited there for like we couldn't just leave because we'd have to just kind of awkwardly scoot past everybody. And my father-in-law really wanted to check this ride out. And I was like, okay, because I'm about to kill someone. My wife and my mother-in-law were out and had hit like 4 rides and checked out 3 other things by the time we actually got to the ride, which was this 4D quote-unquote experience where you sit on a light cycle, put on these awkward glasses that had to fit awkwardly over my own glasses so that I could actually see what the fuck I'm looking at. And then it like moves you around. You're like on the back of the giant raptor bird things and it's like diving around and that's really cool. And they're blowing wind in your face and you go over water and it like sprays you with water to make you feel like you're going over it. And it's like, okay, that's neat. And then like it was over and I was like, that was it. Like we didn't get like chased by a giant boss or like shoot the lasers at the bad guys or fight like the military, like halfway through this, like this was some bullshit.
You get to do all of the stuff that you didn't get to do on the Millennium Falcon ride, which is pretty sweet.
See, and I want
to
do
that. The Empire awesome. Ride, the Rise of the Resistance ride, is supposed to be one of the coolest like rides that you could ever go on, because it like transitions you halfway through the ride off of the current roller coaster into another one. And it's like, yeah. But Kendrick, I feel like you would enjoy the fat person's version of like Universal Studios or whatever, you know, Disneyland. Because like, as a person who usually doesn't fit in those rides, I have to find other shit to do when like Amy and them want to ride them. So like, I just go around and find like the cool shit and the drinks and the like explore the little nooks and crannies. I would say like the Universal Studios Harry Potter world was cool, especially if you get to Diagon Alley and if you actually care about that stuff. But I think that's really what it comes down to, is like, what do you like Disney enough to go to the Magic Kingdom, right? Do you like Disney enough to see like Robinson's Crusoe's or whatever, the Swiss Family Robinson house and Haunted Mansion and stuff? If you don't, stick with the adult stuff, right? And if you do, then go ham.
Yeah, I think the part that throws me is like, isn't the average length of those rides like 4 or 5 minutes?
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah, but that's the like Robinson, like the Swiss Family Robinson's treehouse isn't a ride. It's like just a big, huge fucking playground, right? So you can go climb around in it and stuff.
Yeah, no, I mean, I get that stuff, but like, to Joe's point of waiting in line forever for a thing, like, I got into a YouTube thing where I was watching some super Disney nerd fans talk about like the various rides and stuff, and some of them, they post a video of the entire like experience. And I watch them sometimes, but that is like the worst way to experience it, because it's like a shitty, shaky handheld camera, and you get like the worst possible way to, short of having a child describe it to you breathlessly while still hyped up on sugar and not really understanding what happened. It's the second worst way to experience the ride. But I look at the run times, and it's always like 5 minutes, 7 minutes, and it's like, so you wait in line for hours, and then you spend a few minutes doing something cool, and apparently it's cool enough to warrant it in many cases, but I think I would struggle a lot with the FOMO of that if I didn't have like the e-pass or whatever it is.
I was gonna suggest get the pass or whatever, that's
the thing is, you gotta kind of, there is a lot of weird like pre-production work you gotta do of like scheduling out which rides you're gonna hit that like have the lowest amount of time. And now they've got like some apps that they actually let you use in the park. When we went there, we had like this little watch that was a wristband that they just give to you, and it like syncs up to the application on your phone, and it lets you know like what the average runtime or wait time is. And if you want to like schedule like your position in a ride with a certain pass that they gave, you could like, it wasn't like it holds your place, but it would be like, hey, this is like the perfect time to go get here, get through the ride, and then get to your next thing. So like, that's become a huge part of it. I heard
they were doing a thing where there was like a virtual line where you would sign up for a spot in it and then come back at a predefined time.
Yeah, it's,
and it just sounds like it would be great if it worked. Right. the logistics around it seem.
It doesn't work that, like, because that's exactly how it was pitched to me as well. And it doesn't work that way because you can't actually do it that way. Like,
yeah, I think they'd like make a lot of money if it really did work that way. Because then you could be like, you know, we're 45 minutes out. Let's go grab some expensive fucking food over here and hit up the gift shop over here, and then the park just made money on the food in the gift shop, and the person is still in line.
Yeah. They don't make money off you standing in line. They make money if you waddling your fat ass around buying hot dogs and $30 margaritas.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. I think if they can perfect that, it'll be they'll be rolling in dough.
The hard part, I think, with all those things,
they
that
will
I've seen
be
is
rolling
usually,
in dough. They're like,
yeah, but I'll be rolling full of dough.
Like, Disney owns its own county in Florida.
Yeah, it was being fucking superfluous, Kyle. Okay, Jesus.
They could cave a shit less if you have to wait in line for 20 minutes to 4 hours.
That's true, but they could sell that pass to do that and make more money. And there's one thing that Disney likes more than money. It's more money.
Well, it's building towns and then abandoning them.
Yeah, they don't want the most money. They want all of the money. All of it.
See, there's still some money out there that's not theirs.
Yeah.
And that seems like an oversight.
That's what I was saying about, like, this is a hard shift, but it's still Disney related, is like Loki. Loki feels like Disney leaning into the, like, Umbrella Academy crowd because of its kind of time-traveling nonsense, like, stuff that it's got going on. I know you don't watch trailers, Kendrick, but, like, has anybody else seen the trailers for Loki at all? Probably just me, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
No, I've seen it.
Corwin was talking about him.
But, yeah, like, it was interesting that you say that, like, leaning into, like, the, you know, how can we make more of this money we don't have? And you're like, let's make something that's very similar to Umbrella Academy in terms of its, like, cheekiness and weirdness and time travel stuff, but also have one of, like, our most sexy, biggest, like, characters in this movie, in this show.
Yeah. I don't know about that yet, because I haven't watched it, it's but not I out. Did just watch the first episode of Weird City.
What's that?
It was a YouTube original from, like, 3 years ago. It rolled through the Discord, one of the Discord channels earlier today.
Oh, it's that, like, thing Alex posted. Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it yet.
And it was it's about the city that exists in the quote-unquote not-too-distant future. It's definitely a sort of Idiocracy level of future. And there's, like, a border, like, East and West Berlin kind of style border across the middle of it. And there's above the line and below the line. And all the rich people live above the line and all the poor people live below the line. And you get the sense it's been, you know, it's a generational thing there. But the show is fucking weird. It's like Black Mirror, but if it was written by someone who, like, a comedic attempt at it.
Huh.
It's very fucking weird. Hence the name Weird City.
Weird City. Yeah. Yeah. It's very fitting. Very fitting. Well done.
And it's interesting because it's not just like the haves and the have-nots, although they mention that. It's very dystopian because, like, the have-nots below the line kind of look like just now, like they look like America now, kind of like New York sort of thing, and that's like the third world country of the future, which is amusing. But the futuristic place doesn't really look that great. It's kind of dystopian, and it's like, oh. Okay, like, everybody gets a pre-designated, like, life partner, and it's a whole bunch of bureaucratic paperwork to get that changed. So, like, you just have the person you're going to live with for the rest of your life, and they just tell you.
Huh.
It's like, oh, okay, cool.
Cool.
And there's, like, this restaurant called You Have to Eat Here, and you have to eat there.
It's just called.
It's like... Yeah.
It's like, it's just called You Have to Eat Here.
Yeah, and so the whole thing has this weird, like, mocking kind of sarcastic kind of, like, you're taking the piss, right? But, like, I don't know, it's very, very weird. I think I see why, at first I was like, why haven't I heard of this? And after watching the first episode, I'm like, I think I know why I haven't heard of this. It's just too fucking weird. But you might check it out. It's going to be weird for any of y'all's taste, but I think it might be up your alley if you're feeling like you want to go somewhere turnt.
Yeah. I'll check it out. I definitely now I'm intrigued, so I got to
It see. Has vibes of what was that show with the Viridian company with Portia. Oh, it's going to bug me now. Better Off Ted.
Oh my god!
It's got
that show is
excellent.
So good.
It's got Better Off Ted kind of like vibes of awkward weirdness, but add to that like Mr. Show or Black Mirror or something of just complete like, what the fuck am I watching? There's like random Blade Runner references. No, I might have to just binge the rest of it and report back. But it's on YouTube. Originals, so I guess do you have to have premium for that, or can you watch it? Can you plebs watch it too with ads?
I think YouTube originals are available in some limited capacity, but the I don't know. I'll have to double check.
Well,
I'm looking at
that
doing,
might ruin all of it, but
yeah, I'm looking at actually doing premium here in a bit, just so I can see. I want to actually finish Good Game.
Yeah, I enjoyed Good Game.
I bought great. Whatever Red was a long time ago, and I have access to the originals. Yeah. So.
Red is premium now.
Okay.
So
yeah. Just FYI for people out there who haven't been keeping track of what they're paying for.
Yeah, they changed it on us. But it's also not... So, I watch a lot of YouTube, and we talked about this, but I haven't watched a YouTube ad, except for that one time someone shared a video on a Zoom meeting, in like 7 years.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize how much that was until the other people were talking about it, and I went and opened a couple of tabs in my non-logged-in account, and it's like, oh my god, you people are still watching YouTube like this?
Yeah.
Why?
Let me tell you. I haven't bitten the bullet to do it for a long time, and now it's actually... The thing is, the way that the advertising on YouTube happens has actually started really pushing me towards considering it, because I am almost to the point I will pay just so I don't have to watch another one of those goddamn Dr. Sasquatch commercials. It's so
I don't even know
awful.
What that is.
It's just... Okay, here's
No.
I'm not telling you.
I want you to take a moment. And I want you to think about what your life could be like if you didn't know what that was. And then tell me that's not worth $8
a month. No, that's absolutely worth $8 a month. But
is this show like different episodes every week?
We had several questions. what was that?
Two different
questions. Kyle?
I said, is this not episodic? What's the one where you just have standalone episodes? Is it like, are they related to each other? Because it looks like Michael Cera's in one and then Haley Klein.
I have no idea, dude. I only just watched the first episode. So. Okay. But yeah, I don't know. It was called an anthology, which leads me to think that it's
multiple. It's not related. But, yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Go ahead.
Well, I'll let you know when I watch the next ones. But yeah, they're half-hour episodes. So anyway, Kevin, what did you say?
I said, what are you watching them on? Why are you getting ads? Like, do you not have AdBlock installed or something?
Yeah, it's just YouTube. I don't have AdBlock.
Oh.
You can AdBlock YouTube ads?
Yeah. I mean, if it's baked into the video, you'll see them. But if I have AdBlock Plus on whatever laptop, it usually skips the ads for me.
Isn't AdBlock Plus like one of those ones where it's like, we'd like you to pay for this, and most people don't.
Oh, yeah, they all are. Yeah, they're like, we work part of the honor system when you install it.
And you're
it.
Like, I fucking have kids, fuck the honor system.
Right.
I mean, like, we're on the honor system as we're literally using this to circumvent your terms and conditions for viewing ads on other people's platforms.
Yeah, honor.
So, like, your customer base is not exactly known for their honor at this point, buddy.
Right. So as being the only one of the four of us who's really truly experiencing the ads the way that they are designed, let me speak to this in my fucking vitriol. Because I've already been complaining about it for the earlier, but the way that you experience ads on YouTube is the most asinine, fucking, ridiculous bullshit I have ever had to deal with. Because normally, you'll either get anywhere between one up to five ads before your video. Usually it's around one or two. And sometimes, they make you watch the first one, and then you will have the option to skip the next one and the rest of them. They give you, after like the first 5 seconds, you get the little skip ad section. However, it's not always just at the beginning. Sometimes they will actually put them at the end of the video. Now, when it's at the end of the video, I usually just click on another video as soon as the ad starts so that I don't have to watch that shit, because why would I give a shit? The worst part of it, though, is that they will start interspersing the ads throughout the actual video itself. So there will be just randomized segments in the video that has an ad break. Now, since basically no one on YouTube is doing any sort of scheduled syndication, or the way that old TV used to work, where you would schedule and work your episode around the idea of up to a few commercial breaks, it just jams a fucking ad right in the middle of the video, completely disrupts the entire flow of everything that's happening, and then sometimes they'll throw three or four of them in the middle of it, which some of them might be unskippable. And it's the most infuriating thing to happen, especially when you're someone like me, who I like to put YouTube on when I'm driving, just so I can have something to listen to, because you just treat it like a podcast, right? So then an ad break just kind of jumping right in the middle of that is fucking horrendous. So now I am legitimately considering actually just paying for it or looking into Adblock because I'm fucking tired of it.
Now, I understand that I speak from a place of privilege and money and whatnot, but $8, unless it's gone
it's
up,
10
maybe
now.
It's gone up. Is it 10?
Yeah, it's 10.
It's 30 cents a day. The blood pressure medication you're going to need to start buying in a few years costs a lot more than that.
YouTube Red or Premium isn't covered by insurance, so.
That's fair.
The deductible on your prescriptions is substantially more than 30 cents a day. And I want you to think about living in a world.
It wants everybody that's listening to think about this.
That whatever Dr. Samsquatch or whatever you said doesn't exist in my brain. I don't know what that is.
But you know what Raycons are.
I do know what Raycons are because every YouTuber shills them in their own goofy-ass way.
And you know
I don't
what,
care about that.
Yeah.
And the same way they know about Misen Knives and HelloFresh and Purple Mattresses and all the other ones. And that's because it's the people that I want to watch telling me about a product in usually a goofy fashion. And I did buy Misen Knives. Mm. I didn't buy any Raycons.
I got Raycons. And I got MeUndies. Yeah.
You like them?
Oh, yeah, man. They're my favorite. Like, I can sleep with them in and they don't hurt my ears. They don't fall out very
often. Literally did a whole podcast about them.
Hey, there we go. Fucking sponsor us,
Raycon.
Speaking
of which, we're done with this podcast.
Yeah, we're way over time.
Yeah, we're over time.
Like, comment, and subscribe. You stuck it through to the end. Your surprise. Your reward is...
Say watermelon in the comments so we know you listened.
Yeah, watermelon. Watermelon. Your reward is listening to me sip this whiskey.
Watermelon. Watermelon. War or melon.
That did not come through well.
No, it did not.
It definitely didn't come through the Discord.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.